women, white, and educated. Experts say they hold the key to this year's midterms.
Can I have a small beet salad to go, please?
Lynn Fedeli is a New Jersey high school teacher who holds a master's degree. She voted for a third-party candidate in the presidential election, but will vote Democrat in the midterms.
I do believe government can do a lot to help with housing inequality and education and environmental protection, and should be doing so much more.
For her part, Chris Elliott says she will stay Republican for the midterms because of the immigration issue, even though she now regrets voting for Trump in 2016.
I'm an immigrant, and I had to come over here legally, and I had to pay to get all my documents. So that illegal alien, I'm not for that.
For small business owners like Kate Smith, who typically votes independent, it's all about the economy.
I think I would come down on issues around financial, fiscal responsibility, curbing some government programs, regulatory.
Pew research dating back to 1992 shows women lean more toward the Democratic Party than men. In the last presidential race, 54% voted for Democrat Hillary Clinton. But a slim majority of white women, 52%, voted for Republican Donald Trump. Analysts say the Democratic Party strategy is to woo back those female voters with candidates who have no political experience.
You're seeing people with unique skill sets, business people, doctors and scientists, that might attract a constituency that is different than a kind of stereotypical liberal woman candidate.
And so my grandfather,
like Democrat Mikey Sherrill, the former Navy pilot, is running in a district that hasn't elected a Democrat in 36 years. To help, she brought in a crowd pleaser.
I love you,
former Vice President Joe Biden.
She understands what duty means. She gets it.
From what we've seen, just, you know, as far as who comes to our rallies and throws fundraisers, the women's vote certainly is a key vote here.
Hey, Ann, Jay Weber. It's about 2:30.
Republican Jay Weber is her rival. Weber campaigns on his experience as a state assemblyman.
When it comes to fighting for New Jersey, no one does a better
his
job.
His political ad seems to be aimed at women by featuring his wife and seven children. He has also mobilized a group called Women for Weber.
It seems to me that women want, in many ways, what men want, which is a thriving economy.
The nation's gross domestic product has grown an average of nearly 3% in each quarter since President Trump took office. But the question is whether the strong economy will be enough to keep this district in Republican hands. Major polls show Weber and Sherrill in a tight race. Carolyn Presutti, VOA News in New Jersey's 11th District.